Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, you're tuned to Radio Islam International. The program is called Your World Today, and this insert is called the Essence of Life series, and we're joined on the line by life coach Sumaya Kuvadia. She'll join us right at this moment. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Sumaya Kuvadia.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ijaz. How are you doing today?
Alhamdulillah, I'm doing well. And yourself?
I'm doing very well today.
Alhamdulillah. Now, our today's topic is a very important one. So may I, gratitude. Now, what is gratitude?
Yes, that's, you know, gratitude is a very, very important essence quality. And when you think of gratitude, it's, you know, it's almost like a bliss state, Ijaz. You know, those euphoric states that are felt in the brain. Because gratitude is actually a feeling state, and it's absolutely powerful. Because the vibration of a feeling is louder than a vibration of a thought. So if I had to look at it, you know, for me, gratitude feels like being in the moment, living life in that moment and being completely and totally fulfilled. You know, it's just being completely in resonance with everything. And for me, it's just a very, very powerful state to be in, which, you know, I try to be in most of the time, because it's something that you've got to train yourself to step into gratitude all the time. Because very often, you know, different things in life, different experiences, situations can get us to feel very despondent at times. And when we're feeling despondent, automatically we know that we are not being grateful and appreciative of things. So when that feeling of stuckness comes into you, immediately step into, you know, into a state of gratitude.
Now,
so when you think of gratitude, Ijaz, what does that feel like to you? How would you know when you're in gratitude and when you're not?
I can give you an example where yesterday I wasn't feeling too well, and most of the day I was out for the count. But then I realized that I'm the backup presenter, and there's no one to back up a backup presenter. So I made myself strong, and I made my way to the studio. And alhamdulillah, we had a good program, and I felt a lot better after doing the show. So I don't know if that would count as gratitude to, in some sort of sense, that I was grateful that I was able to come to work. And in some ways, I left the studio feeling a lot better than I did when I arrived. So I made shukr that I did, you know, strengthen myself or make myself strong enough to make my way to work.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest followed.
No, absolutely. That is gratitude, because, you know, in spite of you feeling, you know, sick or unwell, you still came to the studio. You did, you know, you did your show. And then you went home and obviously started feeling better. That automatically shows you that, you know, what you focus on, you get more of. So you focused on that whole gratitude aspect of, you know, I made shukr that I got to the studio, I managed to do the show, and I went home. So you accepted more of the same thing, which is more of the feelings of feeling good. So it makes a lot of sense.
It does indeed. And I felt so good after the show that we were playing a football match last night, and I was going just to watch, you know, thinking I wasn't 100%, but I ended up playing 90 minutes.
Wow,
so
that's very, very amazing. So I'm hoping, you know, from your real life experience that happened less than 24 hours ago, listeners can actually, you know, look at the benefits of being grateful. Because when you are grateful, you know, Allah somehow gives you so much more of what you're grateful for. You know, and you've noticed it, you've realized it, you've experienced it, you know, less than 24 hours ago.
Another thing to be grateful for is, you know, patient spouses, and especially like at times like this where you're doing a more later slot in terms of being at work. You know, usually you try and help out with homework with the kids, and now basically I'm on from 5 to 8. So that whole period of doing homework and helping, she has to sort of mend the whole situation herself. She does most of it herself, so it's a good time also to show gratitude to our spouses. I know many listeners out there might might be feeling, so grateful for the help they receive from their spouses. But sometimes it's we tend not to express that gratitude, Sumaya. What advice do you have to listeners to, you know, that feel this gratitude towards their spouses or other family members, but unable to, bring their feelings to the fore?
Exactly. So, it's a good thing what you said, express it. Verbalize it. Say to them, how much you appreciate what they're doing for you. And in your case, it would be, appreciating your wife for actually sitting with the kids at that time, when you are at the studio, because now she's busy seeing to them. And that is the time of the day when a lot of parents are busy with their children because there's so much of homework to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's supper time, it's maghrib time. There's a lot that's going on between maghrib and isha.
Mm-hmm.
And now you at the studio when, yes, your wife is busy taking care of all the responsibilities that perhaps you both, shared. Now she's got to do it herself. So showing appreciation makes such a big difference because firstly she's going to feel appreciated and validated and acknowledged that you are noticing her efforts. And secondly, when she's feeling all of that, you're going to start experiencing even more of her goodness because that's just how it works. Gratitude opens the doors of abundance. So, inshallah, we're going to have a lot of happy spouses around if we actually take the time to appreciate them and to verbalize that appreciation.
Indeed. But now, Sumaya, what's the difference between gratitude and appreciation?
That is, that's a good question to ask, Ijaz, because gratitude is the base from which appreciation grows and flourishes, if we're paying attention. So that is, we can be grateful for something in our lives without really appreciating it. And this subtle shift from gratitude to appreciation involves being more present, more thoughtfully aware and active in reflecting on the reasons we're feeling grateful about something or someone. So through this present moment awareness, we begin to generate feelings of appreciation. And I'll give you an example on that.
Mm-hmm.
We can be grateful on a daily basis for having food on our tables. However, we can go further and appreciate its fragrance, its taste, its nutritional value, and so on. So that is now the appreciation aspect that is coming in. So in essence, we're moving beyond thankfulness as we consciously recognize the value that food adds to our lives. And this is, just one example that we're using as food because it's something that everybody can relate to. And there's also another definition of appreciation. It's, recognition of quality, value, significance of people and things. So when we truly appreciate, one brings to mind what about someone or something makes us feel happier or brighter or fulfilled. And just earlier on you spoke about spouses and, the things that we do or the things they do for us and how we can appreciate them. So we're stepping into appreciation by bringing those things to mind, where we remember that at this time I used to help my wife or my husband out with certain things, but now I'm busy and they basically taking all the responsibility. So we're bringing those thoughts to mind and we're becoming very aware and very present. So that's where we step into appreciation. And that's basically, the difference between gratitude and appreciation. Because when we look at gratitude again, gratitude unlocks the fullness of life. It turns what we have into enough and more. And we see this all the time. Yes, think about you, for example, yesterday, Ijaz, you were feeling just a little better when you got to the studio, right? And being in that space of gratitude and feeling that gratitude throughout the time that you managed to do the show turned on an even bigger effect of wellness. Am I right?
Mm-hmm, indeed.
Right? So that's basically how we turned enough into more. Just that enough, I had just enough energy and enough wellness of health to do the show, but once I completed it, I had more than enough so I could actually go and play a soccer match. Right? So, yes, here we are using you as an example, just to show the listeners how we get from enough to more. And then it also turns denial into acceptance, chaos into order. And basically, sometimes we meet strangers and we can turn those strangers into friends just by being grateful. And even when we step into gratitude, what happens, it makes sense of the past because it brings peace for today and creates a vision for tomorrow. All of that extra baggage that we're sitting with, You know, once we basically step into gratitude for everything that is around us, we literally can make peace with whatever went on in the past. You know, whatever hurt and pain we've endured, you know, during our life experience, we can actually make peace with that and basically live for now and look forward to the future, which is tomorrow. So gratitude is that feeling that washes over us at the end of a struggle or challenge. And appreciation is the quality of appreciating a situation, even if your circumstances haven't really shifted. So in a full heart, there is room for everything. And in an empty heart, there is room for nothing.
Indeed. This is a good time also, since we're on the topic of gratitude, I make shukr and show lots of gratitude. And I'm fortunate enough that both my mom and my wife are good cooks. And alhamdulillah, food is very close to my heart. So alhamdulillah for that.
Wonderful. You know, you can actually, implement the whole gratitude thing of feeling it. You know, feeling grateful that they both are very good cooks. And then going into appreciation by appreciating the taste, you know, the presentation of the food. Maybe the color and texture of the food, all of that is now going into, you know, me appreciating it a little more.
And what about, showing shukr to the Almighty for all of the bounties that we have received?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You know, that is something that is so important because, Allah promises us, if you are grateful, I will give you more. And, you know, in another ayah of the Quran, Allah says, and when your Lord proclaimed, if you are grateful, I will surely increase you. But if you deny, indeed my punishment is severe. You know, so that also teaches us, Islam teaches us that the more grateful you are, the more shukr you make, the more you are going to get, right? And this is basically a ready-made formula for attracting more of what you want in life. You know, the way we think of Allah, how Allah is going to give us, how Allah is going to, send down to us or restrict us in certain ways, exactly according to our thoughts, that is what we attract in our life.
Now, Sumaya, why is it good to be in a state of gratitude?
Well, firstly, because gratitude, like I said, it opens the doors of abundance, right? And if we practice living in gratitude, we'll automatically extend inspiration wherever we go. You know, when you're around people that are grateful, Ijaz, you get inspired by them because everything around them, they see beauty in it. You know, whether it's people or whether it's places or whether it's things, whatever it is, they can find a compliment for every single thing. They can feel grateful for just being there in that moment with a certain person or in certain people's company or just because they learning certain things or different things. You know, they can be grateful. So that is almost like, you know, other people get inspired by that. And being grateful, this is a very important thing. Because being grateful helps in removing the influences of our ego. You know, that part of us, that feeling part of us that comes up and says, I'm better than everyone else. So when you're in gratitude, definitely you can't be in pride as well at the same time. Because gratitude basically cancels out that ego, that pride self of yours. So these are, you know, very good reasons to be in that state of gratitude almost all of the time. If you can't do it all the time, then at least start trying some of the time to, you know what, consciously go into that state of gratitude.
Indeed. If you start actually looking at or showing gratitude for the things that you have, you'll find that you don't have time to complain about the things that you don't.
No, absolutely. Because, you know, once you start being grateful for a few things in your life, you start seeing so much more that you can be grateful for. And yes, sometimes you do find those chronic complainers, you know, where everything is a complaint.
Pity party throwers.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, those people don't really see anything good in life. So, you know, when somebody is like that, start off maybe by just seeing one thing that you're grateful for. And, you know, if somebody like that is listening to us today and you look at your life and you say, but there really isn't anything I can be grateful for. Well, I'll tell you there is exactly one thing that you can be grateful for. The fact that you're listening to us today, you know, equals that you either have a radio or a receiver. That's how you're listening to us, or even a computer, right? That's how you're live streaming or listening in to the topic that we're discussing.
Mm-hmm.
So you can be grateful for that. And does that make sense, Ijaz?
It does indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Sumaya, what are some of the health benefits of gratitude?
Yes, there are, you know, quite a bit of health benefits of gratitude. In fact, you know, if you've noticed, all of the different essence qualities that we've discussed, you know, the kindness, as well as we spoke about the honoring and integrity, and now when we're talking about gratitude, every single essence quality has health benefits. You know, and I don't think that is something that people really focus on, you know, the health benefits. How does that influence our health, you know, positively or negatively?
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you how it affects us on a positive level, how gratitude affects the health. Because sometimes gratitude, you know, can be one of the most overlooked tools that we have access to on a daily basis. And cultivating gratitude doesn't cost us anything. So research reveals that the benefits of gratitude are enormous, right? Because gratitude improves physical health. Grateful people tend to experience fewer aches and pains, and they report feeling healthier than other people. And not surprisingly, but people in a state of gratitude take better care of their health. That is something, you know, we notice all the time. People that are grateful for their health are always, you know, taking much better care of themselves, either eating healthy or exercising on a regular basis. Just being aware, you know, of the emotions and thoughts that they go through on a daily basis, that is all now you taking care of your health, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because another thing that gratitude does is improve psychological health by reducing a multitude of toxic emotions, ranging from envy to resentment, you know, or frustration and regret. It also effectively increases happiness and reduces depression. And you know what's the amazing thing, Ijaz? You know, we've spoken about integrity yesterday as well, and even about kindness the day before. And all of those essence qualities, another thing they do is they alleviate depression.
Hmm.
Depression is something that so many people are walking around with. You know, they put this label on themselves saying, I'm depressed. Well, you know what I tell you? Go back to your essence qualities. Try to retrain yourself to embody these essence qualities and see how your depression alleviates and just reduces and leaves you completely. And another thing is, grateful people are more likely to behave in a pro-social manner even when others behave less kind to them. You know, because they experience more sensitivity and empathy towards other people. And they have this, you know, very less or no desire to seek revenge even when people are sort of mean and unkind to them. Because their desire is just to do good to people without any expectation of reward. And a few other health benefits are that people who practice gratitude have stronger immune systems and lower blood pressure. Now, isn't that amazing?
Very interesting.
Right? And another thing is that high levels of positive emotions is something that they feel on a regular basis. They start acting with more generosity and compassion, and they feel less lonely and isolated. These are things that people feel on a daily basis. You know, they're either feeling depressed or lonely, isolated. Negative emotions are, you know, surrounding them all the time. So if you, again, embody these qualities inside of you, you're going to notice such an improvement in the quality of your life. And that is exactly the reason why we're discussing these essence qualities. Because every single human being has these inherent qualities in each one of us. It's just that sometimes they're lying dormant, or they're sleeping, or they're not active. We have to take conscious, you know, make a conscious effort and set an intention to start embodying these qualities. And once we become aware of them, like inshallah, after, you know, today also, people are going to become more aware of what gratitude and appreciation is, what it feels like, and hopefully, you know, they'll be inspired to become more grateful human beings.
Indeed. Now, how does being ungrateful affect us?
You know, like we said earlier on, Ijaz, you tend to get what you focus on.
Mm-hmm.
So being ungrateful to Allah adversely affects our productivity, as a mind that's in a negative state can hardly contemplate the productivity in life. Right? Because you're so busy all the time seeing everything that has gone wrong. You can't even be in a productive state. You know, it goes without saying that a mind that is always looking for shortcomings is not the best tool for a productive lifestyle. So when we look again at gratitude, you know, gratitude for the abundance you have received is the best insurance that the abundance will continue. And isn't that, you know, something that's so powerful? Once we get to know this, that gratitude for the abundance you have received is the best insurance that the abundance will continue. You know, like we said earlier on, that Allah promises us, if you are grateful, I will give you more. And if you are not grateful, then indeed, you know, your punishment is very severe. And just reflecting, you know, just so in your life, if you're going back and you're reflecting on abundance and fullness and being more grateful, you know that your life feels rich. But if you sort of all the time, you know, just focusing on lack, you're focusing on being ungrateful, that kind of a life is so dull, it's so empty, it's so filled with negativity all the time, because you are being ungrateful from the time you get up till the time you go into sleep. Because chronic complainers are never happy. You know, it's a deep sense of lack from within. They wake up each morning focusing on everything that's wrong, or everything that's gone wrong, or everything that's about to go wrong. You know, their world is devoid of beauty and it's filled with emptiness. So these are things, you know, that are very important. If you sit and look at, you know, let me just look at the quality of my life. Is it rich and full and, you know, inspiring? Or is it empty and lonely? You know, am I being grateful or am I being ungrateful? So if we had to look at, you know, just maybe one scenario of what ungratefulness looks like. Imagine you've got, you know, a teenager, and this teenager has an iPhone. He or she gets, you know, 1,000 rand a month pocket money. And yet to them, you know, they will describe their life as life sucks, right? Because he or she thinks that I want the kind of car that my friend has. I don't have it. Why can't I have that same thing? They've forgotten that they've got their, you know, that they've got their phone that they wanted. They're getting their pocket money on a monthly basis. But yet they say life sucks. So that is like the perfect example of what ungratefulness looks like. And whenever we are being ungrateful, we are in a negative state of mind and allowing self-defeating thoughts to emit. You know, it emits all sorts of negative energy from us, because when you're in an ungrateful state, you know, people actually can sense that negativity that's basically coming out of you. And this can look like, you know, I don't have enough money. You can have a wardrobe full of clothes and yet you look in and you feel like nothing that I, you know, I just have nothing to wear today. I don't know when last I bought clothes for myself, but yet you are sitting with a wardrobe full of clothing. You know, it can even look like my spouse never listens, or my kids are always disrespectful. So, you know, when we use these words like never and always, without even realizing it, you know, our language is so important, but we hardly ever take notice of our language. And when you use words like those, you know, never and always, it feels so permanent. So you're permanently saying that, you know what, I'm never grateful. And the more you stay in that state of I'm never grateful, guess what? You attract more of the same thing. And basically, at the end of the day, your life is basically going in the same way of more things are coming in your life so that you can be even more ungrateful. And when you step into gratitude and gratefulness and appreciation, you know, Allah sends down so much more to you, opens up the door so much more to you, that you can be even more grateful for the things that you were, you know, that you had yesterday, because today you've got so much more things. And those things don't mean material things all the time. You know, it could be ijaz that, you know, like you're saying, okay, today my wife appreciated me for something that I did for her. Or it could be that, you know what, somebody really took the time to ask me how I am and listened to my reply and my response. Or somebody took the time because they thought of me and they called me up. Those are all states for us to get into and say, I can be grateful for all of this.
Indeed. As Quran states, and which of the favors of your Lord can you deny?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I think that is something we should ask ourselves all the time. Every time we feel ungrateful, or every time we feel like I don't have and I want, you know, we go into this I want state so often. And that is, you know, a sure sign of telling you that you are totally ungrateful when you step into I want.
This is a good moment for our sisters out there. You know, I know sometimes the hubbies can maybe lie on the couch a bit too long, or throw that piece of clothing on the bathroom floor instead of into the washing basket, and you get mad with him at times. But just remember, if he wasn't there, you'd miss him, right? So if you get that opportunity, which is right now, if he's around you, remember to show him some gratitude. Say something nice. And of course, brothers out there, you can do the very same as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because, you know, we go back to, you know, the more grateful you are to Allah for different things in your life, be it your home, be it your spouse, your children, your environment, the more of that you will attract. And the more ungratefulness you show, the more lack you will experience. So So basically, it's up to you to choose. What kind of life experience do you really want to have? An abundant and a fulfilling one, or a restricted and an empty one? That's basically, you know what each individual has to ask themselves. And when you ask yourself and you get the answer, basically you know whether I want to continue being ungrateful or I'm going to step into gratitude and see how can I be more grateful on a daily basis.
Smea, there seems to be a trend in a lot of communities where it's sort of a keeping up with the Jones attitude, where, you know, if a certain person in the community or in a certain area maybe gets a new car, and then after a few weeks you'll see someone in the neighborhood with a similar car.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they paint their house a certain color, a few days later you'll see someone else painting their house a certain color. How do we, you know, eradicate this type of thinking and this constant competition, you know? Does gratitude play a role in combating this type of thinking?
Gratitude plays a role in that, because think about it, Ijaz. You know, say for example, you know, your neighbor has bought a new car, or maybe they're painting their house. And immediately you feel that pang of envy, you know, that attacks you. You know, you feel that, you know, they're painting their house, I need to paint my house as well. And you know what, believe it or not, it's all those low vibrating negative emotions like envy and jealousy that we're operating from. That when we see somebody else having the goodness that Allah has blessed them with, you know, and immediately we think, oh, I need the same thing, or I need to show them that I can be better and buy something better. You know, if somebody painted their house today, I can show them I can paint my house as well as put curtains or blinds or something else in my home. Or if they renovated their kitchen, I can do my kitchen and my bathroom. Or I can, you know, go and tell them that I bought my certain things from this place and, you know, okay, maybe for example, you find certain people that will do this. We're renovating our home, but certain people got their products from overseas. You know, their appliances from overseas. So again, it's a status thing. And I will say that, you know what, when you are operating from that point, it's your ego self, the lower self of you that is operating, because now you want to keep up with somebody else. Again, it's not your authentic self. It's the representative self of yours that's coming up on a daily basis, you know, for you to want to keep up. And when that envy and jealousy sets in, you know that you are vibrating on such negative emotions. And the impact of that is going to be so severe, because you're never ever going to find contentment and peace. Never. And you know, it's almost like an antidote, you know, to this envy and jealousy. That try to do this, you know, when you see other people with good, make a dua for them, you know, bless them, that may Allah bless you more to use whatever you have. You know, I know my parents, my mother always taught this to us, that you know, when you see somebody having something good, you know, you bless them for that and make dua for them. Make dua that Allah blesses them in whatever they have. And, you know, you can even go further and say, you know what, Allah, you bless them, bless me in the same way. So now what we're doing is returning our attention to Allah, because we know Allah is the one that blessed them and He can bless us as well. So immediately we cut out that envy and we cut out that jealousy, because it definitely is, whether people want to accept it or not, it's envy and jealousy that comes in when you feel I have to be better than somebody else. They bought certain things or bought A, B or C, and it's a status thing. It's a complete, complete envy and jealousy. That's what it is.
Finally, to round up this round of discussions on the topic gratitude, Smea, what are some steps to retrain ourselves to being more grateful?
Yes, you know, we can take some, you know, some action steps, and always the first way to start is, you know, every morning when you get up, look at least three things that you can be grateful for. You know, you can be grateful for the fact that you had a good night's sleep. You could be grateful for the fact that you woke up for Fajr Salah without any difficulty. You know, you can be grateful for the fact that you took your kids to school on time. Right? So there's so many different things that we can be grateful for. Just start that gratitude list of how can I be grateful. And, you know, with kids, teach it to them also. Ask them every day, what can you be grateful for? And if you haven't started this and they don't know what gratitude is, teach them. You know, this is what gratitude is. Give me one thing that you can be grateful for today. You know, that's one of the first things that we can say, you know, this is what it is. Because it starts with small things and then goes into the big things. The second thing we can do is try to seek positive from every negative. List at least three good lessons from every painful experience. And just be grateful that it was a learning experience for you. So, you know, Idaz, to end all of this, you know, I'd say in a nutshell, developing an attitude of gratitude to Allah will do wonders in your life. Because what it's going to do is it's going to open up those doors of abundance. The more shukr you make, the more gratitude you step into, the more appreciation you show, you are going to attract more of the same thing. And the more ungratefulness you show, unfortunately, you're not going to have anything to be grateful for.
That's a good way to end it off, Sumaya. So I'm going to show gratitude now and thank you for joining us for another installment of the Essence of Life series. Today we discuss gratitude. I hope, inshallah, that you have a wonderful evening and we'll pick up the discussion tomorrow.
Inshallah, and let me also be very thankful to you, Ijaz, for giving me this opportunity. Jazakallah so much, and assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, indeed, that was Sumaya Kuvadia, life coach, talking regards to the Essence of Life series. And you can email ejaz@radioislam.co.za. Give us some feedback if you've enjoyed these segments of the Essence of Life series. Any contribution you want to make yourself, you may do so on the social media interactive lines of communication we have made open to you.